In South Africa, where roughly 25% of the adult population is HIV positive, the government has pledged to make powerful antiretroviral AIDS drugs available for free at health clinics across the country next year. One of the biggest challenges is how to distribute and monitor the antiretrovirals in areas that have limited health services. NPR's Jason Bobian reports on a pilot program that started providing the drugs in a rural part of the Eastern Cape province in October.
The Eastern Cape is one of the most picturesque, but also one of the poorest provinces in South Africa. It's nestled along the Indian Ocean, south of Durban. Under the apartheid government, this region was declared an independent black homeland. Thus, it was isolated economically, and its infrastructure is still in poor repair. The town of Lusikisiki is a gritty trading center in the rolling green hills, about an hour's drive from the coast. Hawkers line Lusikisiki's one main road. They sell fruit and inexpensive clothes from wooden stalls. As in most of the country, AIDS is rampant here.
Obviously, in South Africa, we face extremely big challenge because of the high numbers of people living with HIV.
Dr. Herman Reuter with Doctors Without Borders started a pilot program in Lusikisiki this year to offer antiretroviral drugs at local health clinics. The government has approved a plan to start offering free ARVs next year, primarily through hospitals. It's still unclear how people who live far from the hospitals would get access to the drugs. Dr. Reuter is trying to show that powerful AIDS drugs can be administered even in the most rudimentary clinic.
And it just makes sense to me that, you know, it's a long-term treatment and you need to follow up people lifelong. You cannot do that at hospital level. Hospitals don't have the capacity to monitor hundreds and hundreds of people lifelong.
On this day, Dr. Reuter is at a small clinic about 20 minutes' drive from his office in Lusikisiki. He's one of only two physicians serving 12 clinics in a 40-square-mile region. For the most part, the medical facilities are run by nurses. Dr. Reuter says if South Africa's antiretroviral program is going to reach all of the people who need ARVs, nurses rather than doctors should be overseeing the treatment. It's been difficult in Lusikisiki, however, to train the nurses, Dr. Reuter says, because the primary healthcare clinics are already overburdened.
Our main problem was if you try to train nurses, then the clinics basically closed down because clinics are running on one or two nurses. And if you take them out to a training program, the clinic closes down for those days. So it's difficult training people while you don't have enough people.
This pilot program around Lusikisiki began in February. The first patients began taking ARVs in late October, and now 14 people are on treatment. For years, the South African government opposed offering ARVs through its public health care system. Officials said the drugs were too expensive and the country lacked the infrastructure to distribute them. President Thabo Mbeki even publicly questioned whether HIV causes AIDS. Mbeki is no longer standing in the way of national ARV distribution, and the price of the drugs has dropped dramatically. But there are still questions about South Africa's health care infrastructure. Until just recently, the entire Lusikisiki Health District had just one pharmacist. Dr. Reuter says steps have to be taken to guarantee a steady supply of ARVs in any national AIDS drugs plan.
As soon as you have a stock out, which is like if you run out of drugs at a clinic, basically the patient cannot be adherent to the medicine, and that would pose the biggest danger in terms of resistance developing and so on. I mean, antiretroviral treatment has to be carried through once it's started.
Noeta Nonkeula and her husband Nitsanisu are two of the 14 people currently getting ARVs through the pilot project. Noetu is 27, Nitsanisu is 35. They both found out this year that they're HIV positive. Noetu farms a small plot of cabbage, spinach, potatoes, and corn. Her husband used to work in the gold mines until he became too sick to work. Noetu says she was feeling very weak before she started taking the antiretrovirals. After being on the drugs for just a month, she says she's gained a few pounds and feels much stronger. Her husband nods in agreement. Nitsanisu says he's seen many people in the mines and here in his village die of AIDS. The couple's youngest daughter, who's 5, just recently tested positive for HIV. Nitsanisu worries that the national drug plan might not be up and running before his daughter needs treatment. This pilot program in Lusikisiki is designed to have 100 people on ARVs by April. If it's successful, it could serve as a model for the distribution of AIDS drugs across South Africa and possibly even across the continent. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Lusikisiki.